Welcome to part two of my conversation with Dan the Man, the Life Regenerator, where we talk about my favorite subject, which is spirituality. In part one, we talked about the energy and power of fruit and vegetables. This recording was produced in a professional sound studio, but due to a very bad Skype connection, it sounds a little bumpy. I hope you'll focus on the content and appreciate and get as many chills and aha experiences from Dan as I did. Enjoy. Dan, in one of your videos, you talk about that some years ago you set an intention which was to be unconditional love. And I thought, wow, that's what I am going to do as well. What does that mean to you, and how has that intention changed your life?
Unconditional love. I think when I say unconditional love, it's a non-personal field of energy. Mm-hmm. And when you align with that non-personal field of energy through an intention, the response through a human experience is transformed. And that field of energy can allow itself to begin to work through you. And when I chose unconditional love, there was a lot of work that took place after that, which was an automatic response of, you know, I align myself with unconditional love and I choose to be unconditional love. And everything that was unconditional about every way that I lived was brought up and to be looked at, examined, and recontextualized.
So all the fears came up?
All the fears, there is just not a lot of fear in this experience anymore. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? It's like, oh, you're dead. Okay, now I'm back home with God and I'm chilling with the angels. What's the problem?
Angels, love it. Yeah, so I actually compare it to a kind of a detox, a physical detox, that when you start on the fruits and vegetables, you experience a lot of fear. I experienced that myself when I started this whole process with the 10 days juice fast, and so much fear came up in my dreams at night. And I thought I was over that. And then I was like, oh, it came up, so I could release it. Is that what you're talking about? That when you set this intention of love, then all the fear comes up so you can release it and it can get out of your body and mind. Is that correct?
Yes, because the raw foods can be instrumental in allowing you to stay in a higher state of awareness. So it's not that all these fears are coming up. It's just that for the first time in your life, you're becoming aware of these subtle energies that you've been carrying around with you the whole time, which has been affecting your performance in life, your interactions with other people, and the overall, are you lifting up humanity or are you walking around with these unconscious fears that you're not even aware of because you might be stuffing them down with food or drug or entertainment or anything else. So now you set this intention to do a 10-day juice cleanse.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, not only are you at a new level of awareness and seeing that which has been there the whole time, but you're also releasing layers of mucus. Because what happens is people get afraid and then they go get something to eat so that they can avoid that unpleasant feeling.
Yeah. They medicate themselves with food.
And then on another level, you begin to enjoy and look forward to that which the world calls unpleasant and runs from. You actually begin to hope that all your fears, anxieties come up so you can just get through them. When you get on the spiritual path, you're like, you know, bring it on, man. Let's walk straight into the fire, baby, so we can just get through this because I want to get to the other side where there's love, peace, and contentment. Mm-hmm. And until you walk through the fire of your own ignorance and your own unconscious, unresolved issues, you're going to be carrying that around. And when you want to become unconditional love, you know you have to process that stuff and you have to see it and you have to let it go. And mm-hmm. so the fear is an illusion, and it must be looked at and released so that you can be free. Because in order to uplift humanity and to be like those ones that we would choose to be like, Jesus or whoever you look up to, mm-hmm. then you need to get through your crap. And yeah. so that's, it's like, that's why you really want to detoxify. That's why you want to see your fears and feel them fully. You want to be scared to death, but yeah. you don't want to do anything about it. You just want to feel afraid, scared to death. You want to feel it
and not sit with it.
Sit with it.
Okay.
And then what you do with that is you develop compassion for every other single human being on this planet who yeah. probably, most of them are still in that place, scared to death. They won't admit it, so they'll put on a big front and they'll wear certain kind of clothes and walk around all tough when really they're scared to death. And you can have compassion for those people. So what you do is you take your own problems and you turn it into compassion for others.
Wow. So I don't think I'm at your level yet, but I'm really practicing a lot because, you know, sometimes my pain has often been very physical with the migraine headaches. And I'm really practicing accepting the now and being comfortable with the uncomfortable. And when I get out on the other side of the pain, I can actually appreciate that I, you know, went through it, and I'm hopefully learning something from it every time. But I'm just saying it's not easy. You know, where are you in that?
Well, at the level of spirituality, you know, there may be a time when we need to accept that along with this human experience does come pain. And yeah. we can rise up above the body,
yeah.
the pain, the emotions, and the mind by realizing what we really are, which is pure consciousness. And then the pure consciousness, we have observe all these strange phenomena. One day the body feels good, the next day it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But what we really are is not affected by either one of those. And mm-hmm. we want to continually cultivate the awareness that we are that higher consciousness. Wow. That then a lot of the, then it doesn't, we don't sway so far to the left and the right. We can be love even if we're in pain that day, even if we're tired, even if we're grumpy, even if we're going through a divorce, even if our house is burning down, even if we're broke, we can just be that awareness, be aware that we are consciousness itself, mm-hmm. living inside of a human body, and in the back of our minds, we can smile, knowing that this won't last long, knowing that we've aligned ourselves with love, and that mm-hmm. even if we're having all these problems, we can still be go walk through the line at the grocery store and be kind to the lady who's bagging our groceries, checking our groceries, cutting our hair, delivering our mail.
Yeah.
Even if we're in pain, we can still be kind. We can still say, hey, I really like your shoes today. They look comfortable and they're really pretty, you know? And you can just lift somebody up. And you can go around your whole life and you can do that no matter what problems are going on in your life. You can always be uplifting to others. In a verbally or just silently by being a nice person.
Yeah.
And by being kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself. Absolutely. I'm tearing up, and that means that you hit the truth. So that's so true. You can always choose kindness no matter what. You know, kindness is your natural state. And that's why when we are not kind either to ourselves or anybody else, we feel unauthentic, we feel out of alignment with God. And God, you can define God as you want. I define God as being good, as being love. I don't know how you define God. What is God to you, Dan?
I mean, really, in an intellectual way, it's a field of infinite potential energy. But it's like an invisible light that mm-hmm. is eternal, infinite. And so you can't really wrap your mind around infinite.
No.
But it is a silent field of infinite peace. Mm-hmm. There are no conflicts. There are no judgments, criticisms, burning people in hell. It's pure, total, 100% acceptance. And it's a release of the duality where yeah. most human beings are caught. I think that's what Adam and Eve story represents, the knowledge of good and evil. It's okay if you dress this way, Dan, but if you dress this way, it goes against my own dualistic mind state. So
right.
people yeah. are split. They're split in half and they can't see the fullness and the wholeness of the picture. Oh, one day you wear one thing, the next day you wear another, and it moves me not at all. Mm-hmm. I see the essence that you are God.
You don't judge. God. Yeah, you don't judge it.
Am I perfect? Yeah. No, of course not. But I don't let myself get away with it. I will come. If I make a mistake, I'll be the first one to get on my knees and ask myself to forgive myself. I think God is the deepest part of ourself. And when we pray, we're really just praying to the deepest part of ourself to, hey, get out of the way and let yourself get more money, dude.
Yeah.
Or, hey, get out of the way and quit killing yourself with all this food and let yourself get healthy. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You're praying to that infinite potential and you're setting intention.
So then God is, I'm sorry.
No, please.
No, I'm just saying, you know, to clarify that God is not something outside of ourselves. It's something within us all. We all have God inside of us.
I think inside of us. I think God is inside of us. And I think that the experience of God is an internal and subjective experience. So in church, we look outside ourselves, we read Bibles, and we sing songs, and we talk talks. But as we progress and evolve, I believe we go sit quietly by ourselves, and we try to develop a real personal relationship with the deepest part of ourselves. So experientially, we find God in. And that's why I believe Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. It's already there. You just got to eliminate the fear and the greed and the doubt and the shame and the guilt by bringing the light of awareness and recontextualizing all that stuff. Why do you feel guilty? You know what I mean? Why? Ask yourself. Yeah. I don't know why you feel guilty. Yeah. I don't know why I felt guilty all these years, you know? But I knew that guilt, God is not a God of guilt. God is not here to punish anybody. No. God is pure love and light. And when these preachers get up there and say, well, that's all cotton candy preacherism, God is pissed off because you're a sinner. Well, then it's God's problem because God created me just the way I am. So maybe God should burn himself in hell. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't make any sense when you think about it logically. Is God like burn himself?
No.
He created the omnipresent, omnipotent creator.
Yeah.
So it's not like that. It doesn't make any sense. People just love to project that guilt because people love adrenaline because it makes them feel alive. And if they can champion the sin cause,
it's the ego,
and get that adrenaline going in their adrenals, it makes them feel alive again. And the calm peacefulness of God's truth is kind of boring for people because you don't get to champion any causes and you don't get to tell anyone how wrong they are and how right you are. And you don't get to fuel the ego's fire. Mm-hmm. When you become a true God man or woman, the humility takes over. You do your teaching and you don't take any of it personally. You don't take the praise and you don't take the blame and the criticism. You just be what you are. And that's the hardest thing any human ever being is going to do, is to truly be as you are, because that light is simply coming through you. And you might be 5'2" and the other guy is 6'8" and he's a basketball player and you're a jockey. And so God is just expressing himself through you as a jockey, through the other dude as a basketball player. Is one right or wrong? Of course not. It's just is what it is. Mm.
Yeah, it is what it is. And the Course in Miracles has helped me tremendously because I love the simplicity of there only being two emotions, fear and love. And everything that's love is real and everything that's fear is just an illusion. And that's why we don't feel good when the ego takes over and we get into that fear mind of being judging ourselves or taking criticism personal. You know, it's about remembering your own magnificence. So I really get what
you're
saying.
That's what I'm just doing. I'm remembering and cultivating my magnificence and the love in my heart and being myself. And the light shines and it shines on everyone's darkness. And then they've got a whole bunch that they want to tell you about how wrong you are, what an idiot you are. And
yeah, and then that actually brings me to my next question, because I know that YouTube is just, it's a jungle out there. It's brutal because, I mean, 99% people, I guess, are very positive and write positive comments, you know, for your videos, but I also sometimes see very bad comments, and I get judged a lot, you know, on my videos and my podcasting, and I wouldn't say a lot, but I get judged sometimes. And you know, I'm not as I don't take it as personal as I used to do, but I'm still not quite there where I can say I don't care at all. Where are you? How did you get from taking it personal and then just saying I don't?
Well, there was one day when it did click, and I don't think I've got it perfectly yet, but I'm very, very stable in myself, and I wouldn't change anything that I've been through. I would never want the haters to be gone completely. I would never want people to quit criticizing me, because a lot of it is very beneficial. But for the most part, the criticism and the judgment and the hate has made me like invincible, you know, like just like I know, because I have to ask myself every day, and you question yourself. So the criticisms and the judgments force you to look at yourself, and then you examine, what was my intention? Was it really good? And at the end of the day, when I look back over 3.5 years on YouTube, I say, Dan, you're a cool dude, man. You've done a good job. You've tried to help people. And, you know, they've really taught me to love myself, you know, and they're, a lot of people are wrong about me. Haircuts and clothes and all that, they're missing the boat completely, and are absolutely need to wake up, because it doesn't matter what you wear. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter even what you say. What matters is what you are. And if you don't know what I am after 3.5 years on YouTube every single day, still coming back, still helping people, more people than ever before, making it a priority to answer as many questions as I can, to try simple videos that will help the average person to, so they don't have to have a heart attack or don't have to have kidney problems or get off the depression medications. There's so many things going on out there, and there's one way, and that is to cultivate life. And that life comes from deciding to choose love. And you will go through a lot of crap once you make that decision to be unconditional love. But it'll be the greatest thing you ever did, because you will have a certain amount of backing from the universe. It has to be true and real. You can't just say, I'm going to choose unconditional love so I can make a whole bunch of money and be rich and famous. You know, it has to be real.
Oh, no, no.
Love.
No.
And then you'll see whatever your dream is, whether it's to be behind the scenes and build somebody else up, or if it's like me to be right there in front of the camera. Your dreams will come true. The universe will handle its business. You'll have all that you need, and you will continue to have more fulfillment and happiness as you continue on the path of unconditional love. But don't let yourself get sidetracked. Stay on point. Keep your mind on the books. Read the spiritual books. Examine yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Look at yourself.
Yeah, I think what you said, the key word here, Dan, is intention. Set your intention every day. That's really what I'm trying to do. You know, before I do this interview with you, I ask myself, what is my intention before I go on stage, before I do anything, before I, you know, pick my daughter up at school? I say, what is my intention for this afternoon with her? Because when you are on that, then people can think whatever they want, but you know that you have a loving intention, and that's all you can expect from yourself.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's what I hear you say as well. And it's just about, you know, remembering to do that. And sometimes I get off track a little bit, and somebody says something and I get hurt, and, you know, but it's not about being perfect. It's about being better than you used to be, and just doing your best every single day, and just remembering that you can't really take other people's opinion personally, because they are in their mind and you are in your mind, and you can't control what other, you mean, it's not about you.
If you have time to have an opinion, you're probably not busy enough doing your own thing, because I don't have
time. Hey, I love it. I love that. I love that. You know, all the people who say something bad about your videos, how many videos are they posting every day?
Yeah, you got to have a big old set to do what I do. Believe me, put them on the table every day when everyone's got their hammer to slam on you with. It's cool, though, because it makes you strong, and nobody is going to get me down. Nobody. Because I know that I'm just, I don't even have, you couldn't even say I have this perfect intention. I'm just being myself. And at the end of the day, I am having fun.
Yeah. Dan, I'm curious, have you heard about Anita Morjani? She had a near-death experience. Wayne Dyer talks so much about her. She wrote a book called Dying to Be Me.
I actually know about her, right.
That book gave me so many aha experiences because she says the same thing as you do. It's all about knowing that you are magnificent, that you are God. And when we forget who we are and when we are not 100% authentic and true to who we are, then we mess our lives up. But if we manage to be ourselves, then everything is just brought to us. You know, Wayne Dyer was brought to Anita Morjani. She didn't actually have to do anything. Like, you were brought to me. I had a thought, I would love to meet Dan. I would love to do a power talk with Dan in Denmark. The next day, this girl from my Facebook, I don't know her, she calls me up. She says, I called Dan and he said yes to come to Denmark. Would you like to do a talk with him? I was like, what's going, you know? So it's about, you don't need to do anything. You're being done. That's how I feel.
The more raw food you get, the whole thing becomes one synergistic synchronicity.
See?
And all you have to do is think something. I just think,
yeah.
I'm thinking, I just want to be alone in my room, go in my backyard and tan a little bit, eat some grapes, read a book. I mean, I'm not trying to bring too much stuff to me, but when I'm ready, I'll be ready. And you can use your head,
yeah.
And you just, you're so tapped in.
Yeah.
That you better watch out what you think because it'll show up right on your doorstep. Don't think about big pink elephants.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people, they misunderstand the law of attraction because they think it's about, okay, if you focus on what you want, you'll get it. But I think that what you send out energize-wise, that's what you attract back into your life.
If you felt love,
yeah,
trust me on this one. I know.
Yeah.
People, I mean, every time, Sophia, my girlfriend, she says, man, these people love you. Every time we go somewhere, mm-hmm. It's like she can't believe how much the people love me. Like I'm their best friend.
Yeah.
And they'll do anything for me.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't even want anything from anyone, you know?
No.
I just really enjoy what I'm doing. I love being the love.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, and you can have, I have unlimited equity with people, mm-hmm. human beings right now, because so many people have improve their lives. And all I've done is just have fun being me. I love fruits and vegetables, juices, yeah. Raw foods and health.
Yeah.
It's a hobby and a passion. And I do it every day. And I just make a YouTube video every day. And look at how many people's lives has changed. I never set out to change the world,
mm-hmm.
or create this much equity with human beings. But it's, you know, you, if you get put out a lot and you help people, the day will come when you might need some help too, and they'll be there for you, you know?
Exactly. Is that also how you attract business into your life? I mean, you don't set like a strategy or anything. You just, you give, and then I guess that, you know, people, they contact you and say, oh, would you want to teach here? Or how does that work for you? You just trust it?
Well, to be honest with you, that what's funny about that is I'm not even into this so much for the business. You know, mm-hmm. I'm into this for the spiritual enlightenment, basically.
Yeah.
So I keep my life extremely simple. I've had unlimited opportunities, people calling me from everywhere, wanting me to do everything and sell everything. And I've basically said no to about 98% of it because all I want to do is talk about fruits and vegetables. So I don't really get into the products and the services and affiliate programs. I make a lot less money than I could, but up to this day, I have kept it clean, legit.
Yes.
And that's what I want. I have a long and slow a business plan, if you will. It's not really a business plan, but it's like maintain your integrity and goodwill with as many people as you can. And all the money in the world, look, money is extremely useful tool, but
mm-hmm.
it will never buy you what you really want if you're a person like me. Only by giving and by, you know, channeling love and being love will you ever really be satisfied at the level of the eternal aspect of this life. You want to be tapped in to the eternal because that which is temporal is just dust in the wind. Now, the eternal part of you should be having a blast down here on Earth.
You're having fun,
but don't believe that the body is, you're going to have this body forever, or that the money is going to save you, or that your good looks are going to save you, or even being attached to health for that matter.
No.
But be aware of your eternal nature. And then in the back of your mind, you'll be smiling no matter what arises, come hell or high water.
I also loved Anita Morjani. She talks about the book Dying to Be Me, that you can eat, you know, a lot of broccoli and vegetables, but if the energy behind that is that you eat it because you are afraid to get sick, you're not having fun while you're doing it, then it actually doesn't matter. And that, I love that you, on your videos, you have you don't just eat mangoes, you have a mango party or a fig party. So the fun and the health and the intention of creating life and color and energy, that works. But if you just, you know, do green juices and eat fruits because you are scared to death of getting sick, you know?
You know, it's interesting you brought that up, because just a few days ago, I had the most profound revelation. And I realized that you don't get what you want and then become happy. You become happy and then you get what you want. So now I've just...
Chills!
Ever since that time, I'm just like, dude, I'm just going to be happy, man. And I've been having fun with the videos. And I'm just, no matter what happens, I am going to be happy. No matter what it is, I am just going to choose happiness and I'm going to have fun. I've got some amazing stuff coming up.
Tell us about that. We'll end up with that.
It's a secret so far, but I think that we're about to begin a world tour.
Yes.
And I'm jumping because we have nothing, no resources. We're on a shoestring budget. And it's like going to take a lot of guts to do this, because, and hopefully people get stoked on the adventure and we'll get some kind of way to support it. But for now, I just feel like I'm young, I'm healthy. I finally got my passport that I haven't been able to get for my whole life. I've never left the North American continent. And I want to see this world, China, India, and so... That's just anybody. I want to go around the world with fruits and vegetables. So I'm going to go like find these cool little fruit farms and vegetable farms. And I just have fun.
It's going to unfold. It's going to happen, Dan. I am absolutely sure that it's just going to unfold for you. You don't have to worry about a thing. See, I mean, you got this invite from Denmark. We want you over here. So you don't have to do anything. It will happen.
I'll teach everyone a bunch of cool stuff on recipes and getting excited about just how cool and delicious and fun fruits and vegetables are.
I think what would be awesome would be if we did like a Friday night with you, a power talk at night, and then we did a whole Saturday with you and you can just entertain and, you know, we can enjoy the fruits and vegetables and you can teach all day. And then maybe on Sunday you can do personal consultations. How does that sound?
That sounds fine. Yeah, we'll have the food classes don't line up super well because we kind of tend to get a little gluttonous, but it's a lot of fun. It's gluttonous in a really fun and healthy way, but we usually start out with like a juice, then a smoothie, then a soup, then a salad, then an entree, then a dessert, you know, so we get pretty full by the end of the day, but everybody's really energized and we always have a lot of fun and we just build the Life Regenerator family, you know?
So Dan, let's have a lot of fun. Let's invite you to Denmark for the spring and all the Danish people can sign up on my newsletter and they'll not miss any information. And I'm sure that all your dreams, they are going to manifest before you know it. So thank you, Dan.
I'm in the middle of it right now. I don't know how I could get any happier. I'm totally free. I'm going to go shopping for a vehicle, but now's the time. I am so happy with my life and I want to help people because I know where I was.
Yeah.
I want to help as many people to eliminate the war within and find peace and align their heart and their mind together. Cause sometimes there's that split. Yeah. So we're trying to line this thing up here and accept the fullness and the totality of the human experience and be okay with it.
thank you so much for listening to this show with the Life Regenerator. Most of my podcast episodes are in Danish, but you can find English episodes with Alicia Grant, Michael Beckwith, and James Roche. Take really good care of your health and have a fantastic day. Bye.